We're going to the Arlingtons, Jock explained.
So am I, lad. So am I, cried Mervyn. The missus will be there this minute, wondering what the heck's become of me. Well, we'll have this pint and then be off. I've been out since early on, having a go at that little bridge at Broadstone Beckend. And if I've had one try at that little beggar, I've had a dozen. Never could get bloody tone right. But I think I've got it this time. Here, you can have a look for yourselves, lads.
He took us to the deep-set little window and showed us what he'd done. There, on the rough, thick paper, reduced to their simplest possible terms, were the stream, glinting and dimpling, the stone arch of the bridge flushed in morning sunlight, the moor and the hills. It was the morning court forever. It was the time, the place, and a sensitive man's feeling about that time and that place stated once and for all. It was art and a little miracle. I cried out in my admiration and wished I could buy the lovely thing then and there, and Jock solemnly added his approval. Mervyn nodded and grinned with some complacency.
He sits or miss with his sort of caper, and I fancy this time I've rung the bloody bell. Gregory Dawson, eh?
He stared at me ruminatively out of small bloodshot eyes.
Haven't I seen some little pieces of yours in the Brudersford Evening Express lately? Aye. Well, they're not bad. Not bad at all, are they, Jock? Only, look, lads, don't try to be clever. Keep it straight and simple. That's trouble with Ben Kerry, in my opinion. He's a bit of a clever dick, Ben is. Now, in a year or two, if you'll just keep it all straight and simple and don't try to show how clever you are, you'll be knocking spots off Ben and a good many more. You're only a young lad yet. You've plenty of time. I wish I had. I'd show 'em summat, but I started late and I'm getting on.
Not you, Stanley, said Jock. You'll be climbing these moors and daubing away for the next 30 years.
But Jock was wrong for once. Stanley Mervyn had a stroke in the autumn of 1914, and 2 years later, when I was out in France, I read of his death in a Brudersford paper somebody sent out.